Today's daf is daf tzaddik aleph, and it's Purim, and I want everybody to know. David is on time.
She was off time.
At least Richie was off.
And Richie just finished giving the daf.
All the way. You missed your phone. Sorry about that.
Royal. What a nothing. Tashma.
10:15.
Yeah, you're right. Let's try that again, boys. We'll take it from the bottom. He's killing me. They're killing me today. We're going to do a speed dial. So we're raising an issue now that doesn't seem to be Nogei Ar Masechta, but we'll see it has absolutely implications in our Mishnah. The standard question we've spoken about many times before, a woman who says to her husband, you gave me a divorce, he says, it's not true, I never gave you a divorce. What's the halacha? Omer of Amnon Tashma. Our Mishnah says, but you learn from our Mishnah, says that Omer Tmei Ani Lecha, a woman who claims that she was raped as an Eishes Kohen, and she's not allowed to continue to be married with her husband, we're over there, even though Lemaisa, we don't paskin that she's believed, because we're afraid that maybe she's lying and she actually wants to marry somebody else. But the only reason, afilu lemishnah chronadik tani lo mehem, the only reason that this Mishnah, the later version, says we can't believe her, is because she is willing to lie about that. She knows that her husband can't contradict her, because what does he know? Maybe it's true. For her to brazenly face her husband and say to him, knowing full well that he's looking at her like she's out of her cotton picking mind, you gave me a get, and he knows he never gave her a get, that is not going to happen. And for that, she's mehemna dechazaka enisha meiza paneha bifnei ba'ala. A woman is not going to tell her husband to his face something that he knows is not the case.
Unless he's on his way to Alzheimer's.
Yes, if it's like the guy who was supposed to be giving the daf today, then he wouldn't notice that.
But Rishi said that Vashti was the one that proves us otherwise. She's mazed for now.
No, it's not everybody that gets a tail pinned on the duck. You know.
Pointed that out.
Yeah. I figured.
Richie covered a lot of ground.
Amazing. I'm totally outclassed. I really think that it's time for us to reconsider the whole structure of that one.
Does that mean we get another coffee machine?
How much did you guys have? Omar Le Rava. So Rava says, well, if anything, I'll bring you Raya from the Mishnah, exact opposite. Anarabba. Afilu le Mishnah Rishona. The Mishnah Rishona says that she is believed. But the only reason that she's believed in this case, the Ketani Mehemda, is Hatam Mishum Delo Avida le Vizuye Nafsha. I mean, over here, she's not going to embarrass herself to say that she was raped. It's a big deal to say you're raped. So if it weren't true, the Mishnah Rishona assumes we'll accept what she says because, and this was a svar that the Ran accessed yesterday when he wanted to say about Miikra, then she wouldn't be believed but because of the fact that we analyze her psychology. So we, and then when we changed and we don't trust her psychology anymore, we're no longer saying so Miikra, then she's not believed. So that means that really, the only reason that we can accept her, even in that case, is because of the bizayon. I mean, that's a cold-blooded taina. If she is really suffering from her husband, and she just has got to get rid of the guy, then she's tukifla, it's interesting language, the Ran says, tukifla min gavra, she gets her guts from her husband. I hate him! I look at him and I'm so angry and furious, I'll tell him anything.
She's empowered.
Empowered, exactly. It's all about empowerment. Amazing. He actually used the word empowered. It's great. So, that's it. You thought they just figured out empowerment last year. No, been around. So, she's empowered by her rotten husband to say it straight to his face. And in that case, maybe, She would lie through her teeth to get rid of this guy. Most of her Misharsha es Sakasha. Here it says in the other case of the Mishnah, is Hashamayim Beini Leveinecha. The case of the Mishnah Rishayna, where we do believe her to say that he is not capable, really, of proper ejaculation. That is a tiyuf to the Rava. Because she, in this case, Hacha, the let lucky Sufi, she's not saying anything about herself. She's saying her husband's the no good thing. He's got the problems. I don't have any problems. This guy can't function. And nonetheless, it says that she is believed, right? Now, the only, Rava's claiming the only reason the Mishnah Rishon was willing to entertain her belief was because she's not going to embarrass herself. But in the case where she's claiming that he is not effectively Yorek Echetz, so then she's not embarrassing herself, she's embarrassing him. And nonetheless it says, Mehemna, she is believed. Rava, that doesn't bother Rava. Because Kasavar Rava believes that talking openly about intimate sexual matters is embarrassing. And she wouldn't say that either. So that's the same thing as saying, I was raped, to start talking about the strength of her husband's ejaculation. She can't even get it out. She can't talk about it in those days. And obviously things have changed. But yeah. No, it changed even in the Mishnah. The Mishnah Rishayna says, no, that's not an issue. But at the time, in the Mishnah Rishayna, it simply was inappropriate for a woman to sit around there and talk about something intimate. So Mamela, if it weren't true, she wouldn't have discussed it. Because kiven lo sagi lo, the lo amra eno yorek echetz. It's all very nice to talk about euphemisms in the Mishnah. That Hashamayim beini veinecha. We're going to sit down in the bedstead and we're going to say, now come on, baby, what are you talking about? So because of that, she in fact is believed in the Mishnah Rishayna. So ilo lo ita kedika amra, if it wouldn't be true what she's saying, lo amra le, she would never have said something like that. Okay, but then let's look at it the other way. Hashamayim beini leveinecha de Mishnah achrona tavetiv to the Rav Amnuna. The whole point we said, Rav Amnuna's diet for the Mishnah is, look, the only reason that we believe her is because the husband can't contradict her. He doesn't know if she was raped or not. So why can't he contradict her? What do you mean I don't ejaculate? I certainly do. What are you telling me to my face? I don't ejaculate? A chutzpah. Says the Gemara, no. Let me finish the question. But Hacha de Yada, he does know. He, Ubala Yada Ba. And her husband knows she's lying. The Katani de la Mehemna. It says over here that she wouldn't be believed. I thought according to Rabbi Luna, she doesn't have the chutzpah to say something to his face that he knows is not true. Kasava Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna's far is that he doesn't know. Hacha Nami, he gufa Omra. She figures to herself, look, Nehida Babia Yada. Obviously, he knows that he ejaculates. He doesn't know the strength of his own ejaculation. So, biyora kechetz miyada, he can't measure, I can measure how powerfully he's ejaculating. He can't. And because of that, mishamachi mishakra, she's going to say it to him and assume that, maybe, I don't know, I'm only me, I was never anybody else, So what am I supposed to know? And basically, you're telling somebody he only has his own experience in life. What's he supposed to know about what ejaculation is supposed to be like? If she's saying, look, you ain't going anywhere, buddy. So what's he supposed to be? He says, I guess she knows what she's talking about.
So it's not a hazaspani,
which is why the Mishnah is saying that we're not going to believe her. Was a certain woman where every time she would sleep with her husband, mikad mamashi yade lagava, she would always bring morning water for him to wash his hands, so he should be able to say his brachas before getting up and so on. Interesting, obviously they didn't have a minute to have water right next to the bed. Fascinating, right? So she, knowing that he had dirtied his hands and touched mekomas hamechusim, she would bring him water. One morning, so she goes and she brings him water. He says, what do you bring me water for? We didn't do anything last night. She says, oh my God, in Cain, there were these Avon guys were hanging on.
This is the reference for the aliens. Finally we get a reference to the aliens.
These Avon guys, the Havehacha, You know, they were here all. They were here all around the house. You know, in Antlo. Well, if it wasn't you, Dilmum in Hon, maybe one of them. Omer of Nachman, forget about it. She's lying. Inea not Nabaka. This whole thing is just a nice, cute way for her to figure that you're going to come to the conclusion. What do you mean? Nothing. Really? So therefore, there's no reason to be chershish on anything. Inea not Nabaka. She's got somebody she wants to marry. Velet be Mashasha be Mila. You don't have to even consider what she's saying. It's too easy. Hayi Idita, there was another woman. She's walking around with this long, furious face. So her husband says to her, like, okay, what is it this time? I mean, you know, I can't think of anything that I did this time, so what's it all about? So she says, you never gave me such a hard time in bed like last night. I mean, you made me suffer. Omalah, what? I didn't touch you. Lo havi had a meal day. I never touched you last night. Oh my, she said, oh my God. There were the gas man was here last night. Halin nachrim naftuye da havi hacha. You know, there was the people with the kerosene. They were loading up the boiler. You know, I mean, if it's not you, he antlod, il machad min hon. I mean, somebody gave me a rough time. Rav Nachman said again, "Lo tash gichum ba the woman, ignore her." It's just she's interested in getting out of her husband. And the there was another ma'isa who gava the having. Who gava the having maharzik bebeta who veintata. There was also a guy who was hiding out in somebody else's house. He and the other guy's wife. All of a sudden, the guy walks into his house. This guy goes, bursts out through the window, parts the shutters, jumps out the window. And everybody sees him. They didn't wear pants. It's much more convenient. So they everybody sees him jumping out of the window. Right? So what happens? They come now to, let's just read it inside. Ugavidava maharzi bebeto huve intata. So there was this guy who's hiding out in a house, he and this other guy's wife. Al ata mari deveta. So the owner of the house comes back suddenly. Parte noef lohutza. So the noef, he breaks open the curtain. Lohutza is actually the living curtain, you know. The bush that they had out there. Viorak, and he runs away. Rava surprisingly paskin that the woman is completely okay. Itata sharia. Why? Because im ita the avid isura, if the guy had actually slept with her, he never would have jumped out the window. He would have hidden because he would have felt guilty. There's a different reaction between a guilty reaction and an escape reaction. He's escaping, but he's not guilty. That's amazing. Isn't that man beautiful?
If he had,
he would have been under the bed. He would have.
But is it still the same case that the husband weighs 75 pounds versus 500 pounds?
Obviously, it's all contextual, right? So, if he would have imita the avidisur irchusi havi marchis, he would have certainly have hidden himself. Okay, I guess we should leave the last amazing case for the Siyum. Okay, now the question is in all of these things, I mean, the Ron raises the issue, does that mean that if we wouldn't have had these indications that the woman would actually be Asura? Because, I mean, the halacha is you need to have Eidus, or you need to have Kinui Vestira to ask a woman on her husband. I mean, these are sort of indications. So why is the Gemara saying you need... If it wouldn't be for this, there'd be a serious problem. Isha Mutar. The Isha would be Mutar, no matter what. Even if he wouldn't have had these psychological indications, we learn that out from Psukim, that the only time that a woman is Asura is with a... Yeah, we're talking about over here, these are the first cases are essentially rapes. The gas man, because she doesn't know. If it's true what she's saying, she didn't know it was the gas man, she didn't know it was the Avon man. So that would be dealing with Kohen. This case, if the guy had actually slept with her, was dealing with Yisrael. Obviously, they were in it together. So it was Baratzon. Very suitable for Purim. Whole idea, Esther, about the whole business, right? So what the Ron explains is that there is an inyan for a Baal Nefesh to be machmer on himself if he believes that it's what happened.
Even without Kibbutz.
What Reb Nachman is saying, but then he'd have to pay the ksuf, I mean the whole thing, but he's just being machmer on himself. But Reb Nachman is saying there's not even any grounds to be machmer. The psychology is so clear what's going on here that there's no basis, even for Chumrah, which is amazing, absolute clarity about how the mind works. You shouldn't even be mocking. There's nothing to be mocking about. Very interesting. I actually had a case like this come to me.
Wow.
Mamish had a case like this come to me. I mean, obviously, there's similar issues. And I said to the husband, very concerned for what's going on. I said, oh, she's lying. And we actually had somebody tell her, follow her in the car. She came back with another story. She had this whole mice that this guy keeps jumping up at her and, raping her. And she really likes her. She's trying to get rid of her husband, basically. We trailed her. We knew exactly what happened to her. She came back and gave over a whole mice that had supposedly happened. And we called the husband out. He's standing there. We got the witnesses. It never happened.
So what happened?
What happens? We hospitalized her. Because she really believed it was going on. So we pushed it out of committee. But they got divorced in the end. Yeah. But she got her way. But she became a marriage therapist.
Well, she still became stuck.
A marriage therapist, of course.
Yeah, now she became stuck in a committee.
All right, time for our quick review. Come on, Sabra Joshua. Ibayelahu. Amra levala gerashtani. Mao. Amr vam. Nuna tashma from our Mishnah. Omer to me ani lacha afilu Mishnah. Rona diktani lo mehem. Now the only reason is because she's going to be mishakeret. Yada davala lo yadaba. Aval gabe gerashtani diyada ba. She would be mehem. The chazaka ini shami izafaneh b'fnei ba'ala. Omar le Rava. I would say adarava. Afilu le Mishnah Rishona. That does believe her. They're telling me now. The only reason is hatamishum the law avida levizuyan avsha to claim that she was raped. Avohachas in the Taki Flamin Gavra, and she's just so infuriated that it empowers her to be meiza u meiza. Mati from Misharshia. What are you going to do about the case of Hashemayim benil veinecha? We're over there. We believe her of the Mishnah Rishona, where she's not embarrassing herself, and nonetheless she was going to be believed. You have to the Rava. Because over there, Hacha let la kisufa v'katani de mehemna. No, Rava holds it's not true. She's very embarrassed. Because Rava hatam, given the low sagida, the low amra, she's got to say, explain exactly what the problem is. She's going to have to say, eino yorek echetz. And she can't get herself to do that. Ilo ita kideka amra, lo amra la yashamayim benil. Now she knows that they're going to question her. Okay, how about the shamayim benil veinecha of the Mishnah Achrona? Why isn't that a tiyufta Rav Amnuna? V'ocha diyada hi uvala yada ba and nonetheless katani de lo mehemna kasav Rav Amnuna achanami hi gufa amra. It may well be nehi de bevia yada but do yorek echetz mi yada mishum achi mishakra. Ahi itata dacho yuma de tashmish mikadma masham yade legabra yuma chan atile mayel mamasha. Omar la, what do you bring me water for? Adam yota la havia yitama, in Cain, chad min anochri mahaluye, the havia ha, idna, yadlo, the only mean home. Omar of Nachman, ridiculous. Ain't there not na ba'acher, velet ba mashashab. Bemio. Ah, he hit it at la havi bedicha da ta ba havi gavra. Omar, okay, what is it today, honey? So I eat the maishna. Omalai, well, may Allah not say her tongue, but there are heretsky aidna. Omalai, wow, who? Allah have a Adam Ilta aidna. Omalai, wow, in Cain Alan Dachri, Naftuye have a Yaka aidna. In Antlo, Dimur Chadmin Hon. Omalai, Rav Nachman, Lotash Gichamba. Notena de Neaba Acher Havoy. Ahu Gavad Havi Maharzik Bebeta, who the Inteta. Al Atamari de Beta. Part they know of Lutza Beorak, Omar Rova, Ita Tasharia, Im Ita the Avedisura, Irchuse having Merchis. He never would have run out through the window.